Hi, this is Dottie St. James, and this is Funny Lady Life. In today's episode, I want to tell you about a funny thing that happened with my husband and I. Well, some people might think it's funny, but I was a little embarrassed. So we went to the grocery store, my husband Larry and I, on Saturday, and we were in an aisle and, you know, talking at a low volume, you know, and we're the only ones in the aisle, and I was talking about this little wooden bench that we have. I got it from IKEA, and I put it together years ago with some Allen wrenches, you know, how their stuff is to put together, and it's getting a little loose. And so I went to tighten the Allen screws, and I stripped them. And so my husband said I was using the wrong Allen wrench, which I thought I was using the right one. But, you know, as we're going back and forth in the aisle, you know, it was getting a little bit heated. You know, it wasn't a scuff, but it was getting heated. And I said, you know what, Larry, I'm a stripper. You know, there's nothing I could do about it. It's just the way it is. I'm a stripper. And I said it a little loud. Okay. Again, we were the only ones in the aisle. So I get to the end. We get to the end of the aisle. And there is a man coming out of the other aisle with a great big grin on his face. And he's looking at me kind of strange. And I thought, no, there's no way he could have heard it. Anywho, we went off on our way to the dairy section, and I hear these two guys talking a little bit loud. I couldn't see them. They were in an aisle about a lady in the store who's a stripper. Well, I was mortified. I said, Larry, they heard us. And, you know, Larry said, oh, so what? Who cares? I have been doing some self-work, you know, reading books and things like that, and I really shouldn't care, but I was a little embarrassed. And so I said to Larry, why don't you go check out and I'll meet you outside, okay? And so I was hoping not to run into the man again. And, you know, I got up to the front of the store and there he was by the checkout area. Now I have these boots on that go clickety-clack, clickety-clack. They don't do it at home on the hardwoods, but I guess in the store, different kind of flooring. I was calling attention to myself, okay? So there's one way in and one way out, you know, in the front of the grocery store. And so I have to go past. And just as I'm getting through the automatic doors, I hear, are you dancing tonight, honey? Oh, boy. I turned around and I was floored. I walked out there and I thought, where am I going to go? I don't have the keys. Larry had the keys for the SUV, so I'm out in the front of the store like a sitting duck, right, in the middle of a pond. So I walked to the end of the building, and I waited on the side. I know, such childish behavior. What are you going to do? But yeah, so lesson learned that you have to be careful what you're saying in the stores because, you know, those aisles only go up so high. And after that, it's all open. So even though you think you're alone in the aisle, people can hear next door. Just a tip. So yeah, that was our funny experience. I guess you could say that. So I am a stripper, just not the dancing kind. Let's get that straight. Okay, so thank you so much for listening and you have a wonderful day. Bye.